Failing well is hard because of aversion, confusion, and fear. These reactions can be helped like this. For aversion, reframe to build healthy attributions. For confusion, use a framework to discern failure types. And for fear, pursue psychological safety. A spectrum of cause of failure from blameworthy to praiseworthy looks like this. Sabotage, inattention, inability, challenge, uncertainty, and experimentation. What's good about it? To learn from failure, avoid skipping the analysis, as in, I'll just try harder next time. Superficial analysis, it didn't work, I'll just try something else. Or self-serving analysis, I was right, but someone or something else messed up. Systems thinking suggests expanding your lens from the here and now to include elsewhere and later. Two questions can help. 1. Who and what else will be affected by this decision or action? And 2. What additional consequences might this decision or action cause in the future? You can diagnose a healthy failure culture by listening to how much you hear about good news, progress, agreement, and all's well, versus bad news, problems, dissent, and I need help. The latter is preferable. In conclusion, fail more often, celebrate the pivot, develop persistence, reflect on it, be accountable, and if relevant, say sorry. And always resist the quick fix at the expense of proper understanding. And finally, a quote from Billie Jean King, the tennis player. For me, losing a tennis match isn't failure, it's research. What you have to watch. There are a huge number of anecdotes in the book, arguably a greater quantity than are needed to make the points.